are studying one halakha in the laws of Shabbat, Siman Resh Pezayin. Yecholim lenachem avelim b'Shabbat, v'chein yecholim lebaker et acholeh. Halakha allows the visiting of the sick on Shabbat. Although the Gemara's language in Masechet Shabbat is Bekoshi Hetiru, that it was painstakingly permitted by the rabbis. They went through pain, so to speak, to Matir. Why? Because when a person visits a sick person on Shabbat, he's going to make himself Bitzah. And we don't want a person to put himself in agony on Shabbat. But still they said the mitzvah b'kor onim can be done on Shabbat. V'lo yomar lo kederek shomer lo b'chol. But you shouldn't bless him like you bless him during the week. Ela omer lo Shabbati milzol. Rufu'ah kerubah labo, v'rachamav merubin, v'shabbato b'shalom. You tell the fellow, Shabbat is today. Shabbat is milzol, therefore we cannot cry out and pray out like we do during the week. But Yerfu'ah will speedily come. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's not proper for those people that don't make the mitzvah b'kor olim all week long, and they wait until Shabbat. On the contrary, on Shabbat, b'koshi hetiru. Really, you should do the mitzvah during the week. But if a person can't get around to it during the week, then he has a heter to go on the Shabbat. Now, it seems over here that the Kiddushah, the Shabbat, you don't need to pray. The Shabbat itself is so holy that without praying, Shabbat Yimin Esrok, without even making Zarakot, the Refuah is able to come to the Cholim. There was one rabbi that explained Al Piyah Derash. It says in the Pasuk, Rak Shifto Yiten Verapo Yirape. And the rabbi said, Rak Shifto Yiten. All you have to give the sick person is the Shabbat. Verapo Yirape. And automatically, once he has the Shabbat, automatically Ulfuato Kerubalavo. That explains also, the Mefarshim say, why the Milah was given on the eighth day. Because Milah on the eighth day, the child must live through one Shabbat. Because the Shabbat gives the child a refuah. And once the child has a strong refuah, then it'll be strong enough in order to make it on the Shabbat, on the big Milah without any problems. That's also what the Gemara means when it says, Kol ha'ochalim, ochel adam b'Shabbat, lirfu'ah. That on Shabbat, a healthy person can eat any food he wants, even if he's eating it for the fu'ah purposes. But Mefarshim explained that Darshanim say, Kol ha'ochalim, ochel adam b'Shabbat, that all the food that a person eats on Shabbat, lirfu'ah. It's for lirfu'ah. It's yuzr. Rak shifto yitir v'rapo yirapeh. That's why you don't have to pray on Shabbat for the cholim. Shkut of Shabbat is the lirfu'ah of the itself.